Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn are back in studio. What are we going to look at today?
So Easter breaks, Trina. There still seems to be a bit of a demand, and actually the prices aren't too bad. Usually when you leave it this late, the prices are extortionate. But actually, I found a few good deals today.
All right, well, let's kick off. What do you have?
Well, I suppose the first one, which I think is a bit of a showstopper, is Le Garda. Because, again, sometimes if you think a little bit outside the box, the flights to Verona are so cheap. I think they're like 147 when I looked. Places like the Bella Italia, you know, that popular mobile home, big resort. But it's like officially 5-star. I'd say more like a 4-star.
Okay.
Like, you're talking €530 for a week and a 2-bedroom mobile home. So you can put a package together with your flights to Verona and your mobile home for a week, and it's 1118 for a family of four or 1264 for a family of five, which is for nothing for Easter week, really. Like, it's so cheap. Now, you have to come back on the Monday to get the cheaper airfare. So I know I'm not supposed to officially recommend people take their kids out of school, but it is cheaper to come back on the Monday than come back on the Sunday. So I think that price is based on the 8 nights. I think that's an amazing deal.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, those camping sites are on another level. And Verona, I suppose, is one of the most beautiful places in Italy. And of course, during the summer, famous for the opera festival, arena.it, if you want to look up the programme there. Now, Sarah's doing Easter. I'm doing a little bit more springy break. So in May,
for your American spring break.
I know my vacation. So I haven't been to Dubai. I'm going to go at some stage this year. I'm going to go to Doha as well. But I saw a fantastic offer there. Return flights, dinner, bed and breakfast, half board from $15.99 per person on the 2nd of May in the Palm Hotel, the Palm in which is Jumeirah Island in Dubai. And the Sofitel is amazing. It's a beautiful exotic hotel. I know people that went there recently. They said it was just like, it's got a Polynesian theme, so it's beautiful. But for $15.99, it includes your flights and a half board dinner, bed and breakfast, so sort of almost all inclusive. And I thought that was a really, really great offer.
That is very good, because it's actually quite expensive when you get there to eat out and to, you know, so if that's included, that's great.
And another one that I love as well is the Sandy Beach. Sarah, you know those as well, in Haldiki. How do you pronounce that?
Haldiki,
yes. A great deal there. These places are amazing. They're part of the exclusive Sani Resort. It's on the Cassandra Peninsula. 1319 per person, 7 nights, dinner, bed and breakfast. Again, you're talking serious 5-star here.
It's like 6-star. It's amazing. One of the best places I've ever been.
And you're staying in Ocean View Suites, Trina, which are gorgeous. They have a fantastic kids club, loads of activities and restaurants. And again, that deal is also with Tropical Sky, if you look up tropicalsky.ie. So that's a really, really good one. Another one that I really liked as well, for me, Dubrovnik. A lot of people say Croatia has become expensive. This one I really liked. 7 nights, bed and breakfast. It's again a lovely 4-star hotel, the Valamor Argosy Hotel. It's on the Babincook Peninsula. It's only 6 kilometres from Dubrovnik. This is lovely. It's an adult only retreat. Beautiful views again. These are all sort of breaks that I want to get away from it all, totally relax, a bit of luxury. Beautiful interiors there, very laid back, and that's $7.79 per person. And again, when you look at the flights to Dubrovnik, sometimes alone you can be paying that for it. Yeah. So $7.79 for 7 nights, bed and breakfast, and it includes your flights as well. So that's a really good one. Another one that I just finished up on, Sarah, was the Maldives, which I really like as well. 7 nights, all inclusive, Trina, dinner, bed and breakfast. Now, the Maldives is a bucket list destination. This family friendly kind of resort, it's great again for summer getaways. It's called the Obloo Experience, and it's on Alafushi. There's loads of islands there. You're in a villa, all your food, breakfast, lunch and dinner, something for everyone. 7 nights, $2,149, including flights per person. Now again, the flights alone to the Maldives would be that. That's $2,149, all inclusive, all your meals and flights, drinks as well for that practice. Again, that's a sort of spring break. So love that. Again, similar price for Mauritius, a beautiful island as well. They're doing great deals there as well for $2,319 if you want to do that, all inclusive as well. Okay. So have a look at that. They've great offers on there at the moment if you want a bit of tropical and sky. So it's really good.
if you're going without the kids, I'd say definitely avoid Easter, and those May deals are amazing. I suppose it's Easter is probably more for people who, well, unless you're a teacher, of course, but if you're travelling with children, you have to go those particular times. And there is, you know, still surprisingly, like that Lake Garda deal I shared, some good value available. Another thing I'd say is if you are checking, maybe check like the Friday before instead of like the weekend. Like there's a really good deal to Tenerife if you just want sun. Usually, like I found when I was a travel agent, Easter week for a family of four, you'd be pushing nearly around 3,000 in the Canaries with flights and accommodation. It was really? Always really dear. And there's a really nice apartment there, the Colon 2, for 1,911 for two adults and two kids going on the 11th of April. And that's a package. So your transfers, your baggage are included. So there's definitely good deals to be had. If you want to go premium, five star. I know Ed mentioned Croatia there. There's a fabulous place, the Sun Gardens, probably one of the best family resorts in Croatia, definitely. And, you know, one of the European best. Has loads of water sports, loads of activities going on. And the five star hotel actually have two bedroom apartments, which is really nice. But the price for seven nights was like, I don't know, it was nearly $5,000. But the price for six nights was only 3,436. So just that's another thing to check, you know, check eight nights, check six nights, you know, just.
Yeah, because sometimes you lose a day anyway because of your flights,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, that was going on the 17th of April. Two adults, two kids, 3,436 in one of the best family resorts in Croatia. And it's a big, comfortable, spacious two bedroom apartment. So I loved that one too.
Okay. Are many people going on Easter breaks? I don't think I've ever gone on an Easter break in my life.
Yeah. Well, do you know what's really interesting, right? I mean, if you walk around Dublin, right, on Easter weekend, it's empty. And I love that, actually, because I did it a few times staying here. So it is very, very quiet. So people do take off. And as you know, like domestic breaks are huge. There's loads. Sarah, you've got some good deals, not just to going away, but around Ireland as well, don't you?
Absolutely. I think as well, because Easter's so late this year, maybe there's a little bit more competition. You know, traditionally if Easter was early, it was in March, or you know, you'd go to the Canaries, you'd want the hot destinations. But a lot of the other, like a lot of the summer routes are out already, so there's a lot more flights going. So maybe that's what's bringing the price down a little bit. But yeah, there's definitely availability abroad if you want to go abroad, but also some good deals at home. I'm going to mention, the first one I'm going to mention is your favourite spot, Belfast. The Leonardo Hotel in Belfast always gets, you know, really good reviews for families, like cheap and cheerful, but it's four star and it's great location. €228 for two nights for a family of four. Like that's for nothing good, for Easter, isn't it? Really, absolutely. Really good. And you love Belfast.
I mean, the Harrison Hotel there is fantastic. Actually, they're doing Easter specials as well with breakfast included and stuff. And that's out on the Malone Road near the Queen's University, which is gorgeous. And it's only 10 minutes walk from the Lyric Theatre. And there's some great plays on there at the moment as well. Belfast, of course, voted UNESCO City of Music only the year before last, only with Liverpool and Manchester. The Oh Yeah Music Studio Tour is brilliant. And if you go in there to the actual Oh Yeah studio, you'll see they have a whole little museum there and the whole history of Ruby Murray, the Undertones, all that, Snow Patrol. And then they do a bus tour around Belfast. Like Zed Zeppelin performed Stairway to Heaven for the first time ever in Belfast in the Ulster Hall. So, you know, there's a lot of huge amount of kind of connections there with music. So if you like music, it's a great place.
Great. I didn't even know about that. Yeah, I have to look
brilliant.
That up. That's really good. And if you want something, if you are talking about staying in the capital, if you want to stay in Dublin, the Intercontinental have a nice one. Now, again, these are all family breaks I had looked up. But if you want to really just do in style and just book into a flash hotel for the night, the Intercontinental have a family of four break where they have like an Easter egg hunt on the Sunday. They decorate your eggs and then the kids get an Easter egg when they arrive, and the cinema night and all sorts of things. Now, it's not cheap. It's €550, but it includes your breakfast if you just want something, a blowout flash for a family of four. In a gorgeous suite, like it's just nice, isn't it?
And just add on the extra cleaning for getting the chocolate out of all the sheets as well.
Stop.
When the kids are doing the Easter egg, where's that Easter egg gone? At the end of the bed, mammy. I'm sure that'll be fine. Yeah,
they'll love you for saying that now. There you have it, spring breaks and Easter breaks, and all the details are up on the website as well.
All the Easter stuff on the travelexpert.ie.
My ones that I got from Tropical Sky, as I said, they're really nice, those like sort of exotic breaks, so really good deals. And you have to just to book before a certain date in April.
Okay, brilliant. See you next week.
Thanks. See you, Trina.
Talking travel with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.